Good morning. Welcome to the Builders Briefing for June 3, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. A big open source drop that could seriously cut your LLM bills, OpenAI landing on AWS, some spicy takes on startup fundraising, and a few quick hits you won't want to miss.
Yeah, today's lineup is really good. There's a clear theme forming around the infrastructure layer around LLMs maturing fast, and I think builders are going to want to pay attention.
So let's jump into the big story. Headroom just dropped as an open source library, and the pitch is bold. It compresses tool outputs, logs, files, RAG chunks, basically anything you're stuffing into your context window, and claims 60 to 95% fewer tokens with equivalent answer quality. It's already racked up over 6,300 stars on GitHub.
That's a wild claim, but what caught my eye is how they ship it. It comes as a library, a proxy, and an MCP server. The proxy mode is huge. You literally drop it between your app and any LLM API, and you don't have to change your application code at all.
Right. And the MCP server option means it plays nicely with the growing ecosystem of tool-using agents. If you're building agentic systems, this slots in almost immediately.
The question I have is how well this holds up on domain-specific content. Like compressing legal documents or structured code is a very different problem than compressing general text. You really need to test this on your actual payloads before you trust it in production.
Totally. But here's the bigger signal. Context window management is becoming its own infrastructure category. We're past the phase of just throwing everything into the window and hoping for the best. If you're spending more than a few hundred bucks a month on LLM APIs, a tool like this could pay for itself in hours.
And honestly, expect a flood of projects in this space. Compression, smart chunking, routing. This is where the real engineering is happening now.
All right. Staying in the AI world, OpenAI's frontier models, including Codex, are now available on AWS. So if you've been locked into Bedrock or avoiding OpenAI because you didn't want to route traffic to a separate API, that friction just dropped significantly.
That's interesting because it validates what we were just saying. The model layer is commoditizing. When you can get OpenAI, Anthropic, and open source models all through one cloud provider, the differentiator isn't the model anymore. It's everything around it.
Speaking of Anthropic, they're expanding Project Glasswing, their government and enterprise safety initiative. If you're shipping AI products into regulated industries, this matters. Anthropic is clearly positioning Claude as the enterprise-safe choice, and that could influence procurement decisions your customers are making.
And there's a fascinating post from Matt Green digging into the cryptographic properties of encrypted chain-of-thought outputs. If you're building on models that hide their reasoning, the O-series models come to mind, his analysis shows what you can and can't actually verify. Link in the briefing for that one. It's a great read.
Okay, shifting to DevTools. Adobe's React Spectrum is trending on GitHub again, their accessibility-first component library. If you're building a design system or shipping B2B SaaS where accessibility compliance matters, this is one of the most battle-tested options out there.
Worth benchmarking against Radix or Shadkin for sure. And on a totally different note, there's a clean technique floating around for pure CSS parallax effects. No JavaScript at all, and it performs way better on mobile. If you've been reaching for scroll libraries, just steal this approach for your landing pages.
Oh, and Microsoft is building native Unix coroutils for Windows. If you maintain cross-platform CLI tools or scripts, this could simplify your Windows story. Fewer shims, fewer WSL workarounds. But definitely check what's actually implemented before you rip out your compatibility layer.
That's one of those things that sounds small but could save a ton of headaches for anyone doing cross-platform work.
On the infrastructure side, Cloud Native PG is trending again. It handles Postgres deployment, failover, backups, and scaling natively in Kubernetes. If you're still hand-rolling stateful sets for Postgres, this is the operator to evaluate.
Then KDE Plasma is preparing its final X11-SUPPORTED release before going Wayland only. If you ship Linux desktop apps, your X11 fallback path officially has a shelf life. Start testing on Wayland now.
Also worth mentioning, all right, startups and funding. The Economist is asking whether public markets can digest three mega IPOs at once: Anthropic, SpaceX, and OpenAI. For builders at startups, if these IPOs happen and stumble, expect downstream effects on venture funding and acquisition appetite.
Yeah, plan your runway accordingly. And then there's a skeptical analysis of Grok's fundraising making the rounds. The question is whether their unit economics actually work. If you're building on Grok's inference API, cheap, fast inference is great, until your provider's business model doesn't hold up.
That's a real risk. Always good to have a fallback plan for your inference provider. Quick security note. There's a new open-source visual investigation platform called Flows Inti. Think Maltego, but modern and extensible. If you're building security tooling or need investigation workflows, links in the briefing.
And Adafruit got hit with a legal demand from Flux.ai. The open hardware community is rallying around them. If you're in the hardware or EDA space, watch this for precedent on how IP disputes play out in open-source adjacent tools.
All right, rapid-fire quick hits. Someone built an AI-powered Chipotle order optimizer called Chipotle Max, and it hit 172 points on Hacker News, which is just perfect internet.
I love it. Also, there's webcam head tracking for in-game field of view control called OpenFOV. A great debate about whether you should divide RGB values by 255 or 256, and a walking tour of surveillance infrastructure in Seattle that's surprisingly fascinating.
And a Figurenet retrospective from 1993. How store and forward networking worked back in the day. If you want some perspective on how far we've come, that's a fun read. So here's today's takeaway. The LOM cost optimization layer is becoming real infrastructure. Between Headroom, OpenAI landing on AWS, and Anthropic going hard on enterprise positioning, the model layer is commoditizing. The plumbing around it, compression, routing, trust, cost management, that's where builders should be investing their architecture time right now.
If you're spending more than $500 a month on LLM APIs, and you haven't added a context compression step, that's your action item today. Seriously, go look at Headroom at minimum.
That's the briefing for June 3rd. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Go build something great. See you next time.